On this week's episode, new metal is alive and well. It's the one. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Stained.
Oh, God. Chris Coldchamber.
Eric the One.
And we hate movies. Hello, everyone. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Like I said up top, that's right. We are talking about The One from 2001, directed by James Wong. It'd be great if his name was also James Wong.
That'd be great.
1-1-1.
Oh, it should have been Chris Korn. Oh, God, you know what? I'm sorry, everybody.
I gotta say, I really liked this movie. This was a lot of fun. There's problems with it, but I can't believe there wasn't The Two.
The Two.
Oh,
like
yes.
A sequel, right?
The One: The Two.
Right. I think we may have shit the bed at the box office. I remember seeing this opening weekend. I liked it
I saw it in theaters too, yeah.
So, yeah, man.
What
I liked
the
it then.
What the world are you guys doing?
Yeah. Saw it for free.
Okay.
Worked at a multiplex,
saw it
for free.
Ew.
I liked it then. I liked it now. But I think it failed.
Oh.
And, you know, a lot of people, I bet, were turned off by this soundtrack. It is putrid. Did anybody have it on compact disc out there? No, not for people in the room. I know that nobody in the room had this. But, you know, people out there, every time we make fun of nu metal, sometimes it's like, you know, some of us out there.
I liked nu metal. I liked nu metal up to, I was telling Eric this.
Past tense.
Yeah.
It's very important.
I thought it was fun checking in with some of these songs again. It's been many moons.
Yeah.
And I was like,
How's Let the Bodies Hit the Floor? Holding up.
You know what? Better than expected.
I'm pretty sure that guy's dead.
Yeah, his body hit the floor. Look, that guy dropped dead.
Papa Roach is great.
It was nice hearing that song outside the context of like Fahrenheit 9/11 or whatever. Whatever the fuck else it was in.
Yeah, that's right. All those bodies did hit the floor. Here's a cartoon about it.
We're using the word great with Papa Roach.
I think I overspoke there. No, I liked nu metal up to and including just about when I got to college and realized that wasn't happening. I was like, uh-oh, time to change gears.
Oh no, they're making fun of it.
Oh no, I would never dare. But I got there and I was like, wait, indie rock? You can listen to music that's not on the radio. No one told me that. Everybody.
Well, that's easy. If you like the Deftones, you got that crossover right there.
Definitely.
That little like
because
that
was it was a slippery slope, dude. So you were into Deftones, and it was like, oh, here's this other stuff. It's like not as good as Deftones, but it's kind of the same. And some of these people might be opening for them.
And here you go. Now you're listening to Mudvayne. Enjoy that T-shirt.
Oh, dear God.
So this movie, for those who have never seen it or maybe don't remember, this is where Jet Li fights himself due to his self from a multiverse dimension being a self serial killer.
It's kind of like time cop from the other side.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah,
like from the criminal's side of the thing.
Yeah, totally. And you have Jason Statham and Delroy Lindo as the trans-dimensional cops who are trying to track him down,
and Carla Gugino as the woman. Hello there, I am the woman of the movie.
I am the soul woman.
Well, if you have to have one lady in your movie, I mean, Carla Gugino's a good way to go.
She is, for sure.
She's awesome. I just watched that Gerald's Game.
Oh, man, that one will make you pass out if you watch it.
Yeah, dude, I did not see that coming. And I believe we are both referring to the obnoxious final 5 minutes of that film.
Oh, no, I meant...
No, I know what you're actually talking
about. Oh, yeah, but that movie goes on way too long.
Dude, all of a sudden I'm in a courtroom, and I was like, you know what? Where are the credits? Could someone please direct me to the nearest end credits?
Isn't she also in the Haunting of Hill House?
Absolutely. Yes, she's the mother. She's fucking
great. Yeah,
she's really good. Yeah. So
isn't she in Righteous Kill?
Yeah, she is. She's great in that.
Eric and I tried to see that in theaters. And,
you know what? Everyone's great in that. Yeah.
What does she play? Al Pacino's twin sister.
She plays
in that
the woman.
It's Al Pacino,
Robert De Niro, and the woman.
I got my twin woman. Yeah, I'm dating an older lady. She's almost 40. Yeah, here's my AARP card. We're going out tonight.
Oh, mercy. This movie starts with, I can't recall if I'd ever seen this. It was like a Skrull, but only highlights of.
Yeah.
Because it's a narration where this dude is telling us about the multiverses and how it's restricted to travel between and it's policed and whatnot, but only certain words are popping up on the screen.
I felt like I was like in a sales pitch meeting for the future of Gillette or something.
Yes, this is totally a Gillette commercial. You're absolutely right.
And like, but it's talking about the multiverse and how there's balance, but if you kill people, there isn't balance. And
also the
my head explodes.
The only way the multiverse exists is every time a star dies, an angel gets its every time a star dies, a multiverse is formed.
Right, and we're talking about like I don't know, like celebrities, right? Is that what we're saying?
Yes, in 2016 it was real bad. Remember, I was all worried about that.
Yeah, that's when all these multiverses happened because all the celebrities died, and I don't even remember which ones. I was trying to cite an example before, but I couldn't remember any of them.
David Bowie died. Bowie died.
Oh yes,
that's a
big one. Well, he left a black star behind.
Oh yes, well done.
The weird thing is, like, this guy, I don't even know who's doing the voice or what. It was like they got a bartender. Just like, well, we need to start this movie. Get that. Oh, you still know that British bartender? Yeah, get him. He sounds regal.
I could use, like, a multiverse bar. Like, the time cop bar. Like, because they're kind of time cops, Chris is right. Sure. We need to see them, like, off duty, having a drink.
The world seems more, when we get to, like, the place that is, like, the station, it seems like. It's more of a Demolition Man
type of
look. But then, like, that's all we get, baby. We're not seeing where this place is, what kind of world, why is this the central place for all these multiverses?
Oh, in other words, like, why is the one that has the enforcement agency the one that is chosen?
I think it's like the center of something
center of the movie.
They're like recruited from other dimensions.
Yes.
Like one cop's from dimension one, another dude's from dimension seven.
One's from dimension X.
And you
Shredder, I've equipped you with multiverse cops.
You've landed on it twice. I need more monsters and gooply gops.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that's what's weird. Because, I mean, I think we're sort of dancing around this, but like some of these places appeared to be more technologically advanced than others. But it would lead one to believe that there would be Monstars at some point.
But there's a Delroy Lindo line when him and Statham are about to split up for the movie. He's like, well, you know, I remember what world you come from, and it's like a hell world, and it's like, or it's like, it's a world of warriors, and you know, that's not this
hard
world.
Hard to be a god planet.
And it's like, what are we talking about? What is this? What is this?
That's why you need a fucking flashback.
Thank
scene.
You.
Well, so this is a cynical movie. See, every multiverse has been taken over by Donald Trump, so it's an all-white force. All-male force, essentially, other than Delroy Lindo.
We're calling it white power, and it's going to come into every fan. Acid of every existence.
That's a racist question. Excuse me. That's offensive to me.
You know, in a multiverse, I have a six pack. You have many, many versions of myself.
Oh my god, the Ben Garrison universe? Kill me. Kill me dead.
Oh, you would be dead. You'd be like the blood in the red wave that he's surfing on in one of those stupid political cartoons.
Every third person would be an eagle man.
He's 8 feet tall. Yep. His hair is like tentacles killing his enemies.
Yep.
And I'd still love to shit down his throat after fucking juicy enchiladas.
So we start sort
that's in every multiverse too.
Oh, me eating juicy enchiladas? Absolutely.
Well, that's the
it's
one
a
thing I will
stint in the galaxy.
So the idea is Jet Li has killed all of his other ones.
Right.
There's like two or three left. Or two left, actually. Yep. One we see and then the one we spend the movie with.
Right.
Is there only so there's only 124 multiverses? Or,
yeah, I think
or
so.
Is it that it, like because I just feel like if you get into the multiverse universe, it doesn't make sense that I would exist on any other planet. Do you know what I mean? Like the odds that my parents would fuck at the exact same time that they would need to make me in. You know what I mean? If you start changing around on their stuff.
Well, to be fair, one of the other Jet Lis we are shown has dreadlocks.
And the other one's blonde. So like, what does that mean?
I don't, maybe.
It's just a lot of, they kept taking those photographs at Jet Li's multiverse person was in like, bad Halloween stores.
Oh, right. Yeah. Killed them all at Halloween.
In some version, you would look like Ralph Macchio.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
well, I think that's why I don't think it's just 124. I think there are 124 in which this person exists.
Gotcha.
So to your point, yes, there are possibly thousands, millions more where his parents did not fuck.
It's just always weird, like when you go to Sliders or whatever else, where like every single dimension you exist in, which makes no sense. Like,
were they doing that in Sliders though? Were they coming across each other constantly?
I didn't remember that. Less so.
All right, but enough.
But like, what if the change is so slight that you would exist? Like, oh, in you know, this dimension, I think this is a Sliders thing, the sky's green.
Yeah, yes, I remember that.
but everything else is exactly the same.
Sure, but then there's other ones like, oh, it's the Nazi planet and I'm a Nazi now. It's like, well, not really. Like, if the Nazis won the war, I am sure that, my family would have been eradicated, but I am sure that wouldn't have happened.
More, I think, is going to be a Demolition Man future where we will band together with Dennis Leary and go to the underground full of rat burgers and God knows what
else. I could go for a rat burger right now.
Fuck that, dude. I am eating Taco Bell. I will be up in the sky.
Really?
Eating Taco Bell. Oh, yeah, dude.
Even though they changed it to make it like those little crackers or whatever it is in Demolition Man?
Oh, they were just tiny tacos? And listen, you can just get a bunch of them.
Really? Let me get one of the, like, 900 of them tiny tacos, please.
This is very optimistic. You're going to be eating Pulled Steve on these tacos.
Ooh. You can't curse up there either.
Oh, that's right.
I'd be executed immediately.
You'd find 100 Patreon credits.
now I can't buy tacos.
So, yeah, we start. It's a prison transfer.
Classic prison transport scene, man. I love it.
Here's my question. You get Dean Norris up top in this movie. Why is it just like a cameo?
Because it's 2001. Yeah. Nobody gave a fuck about Dean Norris.
He was in Total Recall.
Exactly, he was in Total Recall.
But and nobody gave a fuck.
Yeah, he's in a bunch of movies where nobody gives a fuck.
Two words, sure. Hank Schrader, dude. Yeah. Nobody gave a flying fuck.
I know.
I mean, listen, looking back now, I wanted more also.
Sure.
But you're not getting it.
He's just randomly in the back of Lethal Weapon 2 as one of the people who gets executed at the end of that movie.
Oh, that's right.
They're executing people in that movie?
Yes, the South Africans.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, dude.
They
you don't remember
all,
that?
I thought you meant
Riggs and Murtaugh are like lining people up and like, don't tell anyone, Riggs. I'm about to shoot this man in the back of the skull.
We just put this brick wall.
All right,
in my
Raj.
House.
This is the last one. You can shoot this last one, but that is it. And I quit.
Hey, Jet Li's in that fourth movie.
He is.
Oh, right.
You distract him, Riggs. Then I'm gonna shoot him in the back of the head.
The fuck was that?
That's what he does. The
Three Stooges thing.
Oh God, that's right. I had no idea what you're doing over there. And I was like, is this getting racist?
No.
Well, it's Mel Gibson.
It might be. That you never know.
It wasn't a Curly thing.
So it's a prison transfer. We see a television that shows Al Gore is president?
Wait, what? President Al Gore, man. Look at that. Those Chads didn't fuck us after all.
So, yeah, this is a beautiful planet. Well, actually, I still think 9/11 still happens on this planet. I feel like it, you know, it would be Gore did 9/11. You know what I mean? Like, that's how that.
Oh, yeah.
Well, dude. You know, I got into office and they were like, well, you just, the first things first, environmentalism will go through. But you gotta give us 9/11 first.
I would take that up. I mean, because compare to what we
wait. You know what? Okay, continue.
Because of what we got, you know, in the George W. Bush universe that we lived through was Bush did 9/11, and we got jack shit for it. But if we're gonna get environmental policy actually implemented in the United States, a little 9/11, it wouldn't hurt anyone.
Wait, so what is this scenario? Al Gore is talking to the devil, and he's like, all right, you can let 9/11 happen as long as I can have environmental
policy. The NSA, you know, it's the cabal.
Exactly,
Andrew.
The military-industrial complex.
Oh, yeah. So this is all going off the assumption that this whole thing was an inside job.
Of course.
Which it was.
Did you watch Loose Change? Excuse me.
It's one of the scariest movies ever made.
The closest I came to watching Loose Change was having this dude in college tell me repeatedly how if you were found coming into the United States with that DVD in your bag, you're getting it confiscated and you're getting arrested.
Yeah. So you're just quoting me now?
Because it's the truth.
It wasn't you.
I know it wasn't me.
It's the truth. Why? Of course it's like a Frederick Wiseman movie. It's as dry and there as you can get.
QAnon and wait, what is it?
QAnon.
QAnon. QAnon. excuse me. Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir, if you're listening.
Anybody know how QAnon voted in the midterm elections?
I heard that they're all very depressed because they thought he was going to stop the Dems from taking the House. So they're all a bit
of
his followers.
Oh, Q, you let us down, brother.
Well, why isn't he telling us about the 9/11 that Bush did?
Well, no, it's Al Gore. Al Gore is Q. No, Al Gore
is... It's hard to understand which multiverse the QAnon people are in, you know?
Andrew QAnon people?
The QAnon?
He's got followers?
Dude, American Horrors, American Crime Story, QAnons, next season. Sign me up.
Yes.
I would love to live in a fucking multiverse where fucking American Horror Story was canceled 5 years ago.
That'd be nice.
So I could stop seeing those advertisements.
Oh, those will trip you right out, brother.
Oh my God, dude, it's all so extreme. It's all so extreme.
It's a little too fantastical. I think, what's it called? QAnon. QAnon should be an American Crime Story, right?
Yes,
like after the assassination of Gianni Versace.
Sure. Yeah.
We can then move into that because that's a true crime that he's trying to expose. He's a great man.
The disappointment of QAnon.
Yeah. So Q is the guy.
Yes.
And Anon is the what?
He is Q and he's anonymous, my friend.
Wait, but would it just be anonymous then?
Well, it's cooler if you call him QAnon.
Also, there was a group that had taken anonymous.
Oh, damn.
Oh, yeah, that's a good point.
And I guarantee you that dude found out after he had a ton of stickers printed.
Well, if I could cut off the ominous, QAnon.
He couldn't afford a thesaurus.
So, yes, they're transporting Jet Li, who in this version of the universe is called Lawless. Uh-huh. One name.
Yep, and he's got a scar.
Yeah, and he's like fucking tweaking and stuff. I don't know. I love Jet Li. I think he's great in this movie. Yeah. This was weird.
Well, it's weird because this kind of lets you know what's going on in this movie because like he's like kicking through metal because he's already super strong. Like,
should we explain like what?
Yeah,
what's
going
on.
Yeah.
Here?
We have to. Yeah,
I guess so. Like the idea is in the realm of this film, if you kill another version of yourself. You essentially, all the rest of your multiverses get stronger, smarter, faster. Yeah. So Jet Li's mission is he's going to kill all of himself until he is the titular,
and
the one.
None of his other versions of himself notice that they are also getting stronger, faster, smarter until this guy shows up to kill them.
Well, that we know about because we haven't met any of them.
Well, we do meet one chap coming up.
Well, and Jet Li, like the good guy Jet Li in this movie, has noticed that he's getting stronger and faster.
Yeah, well, I couldn't bend steel before. Honey, get in here.
Hey, when I went to bed last night, could I crush a brick in my hand?
You know, I'm pretty sure I squished our son in the palm of my hand.
Oh, that's why they don't have a kid.
I think.
Just like Q predicted, man.
My question is, like, so does it have to be a multiversal murder? Or, like, if Jet Li has a heart attack in one universe, does everybody
question.
Get a little spring in their step
I think
that
so.
Day?
Must
no,
be.
Because when no, because I think it's kind of like you're taking some of their essence sort of a thing and spreading it around.
Yeah, it's kind of like Ravenous, except for not true.
Okay.
Yeah, you're right. That is totally based on a true story. Every last part of it, down to the Jeffrey Jones.
I just like the idea somebody like dies of a drug overdose and someone in the multiverse away is like, oh, wow, it's going to be a pretty great day.
I think it's... Well, if that were true, then people would be getting like stronger and smarter
all
the time.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, dude,
I just realized that there's a shit ton of me out there, I think.
Yeah. Oh, guaranteed.
That's why I'm so weak, so ineffective.
All in a cult of herd,
there's
man.
There's thousands of me out there.
Yeah, for all the talk of the death, every version of you is alive still in all these multiverses.
Exactly. That's why I feel so sick and frail.
So we're transporting this dude to, I guess, go be executed or
something like that, yeah.
And all of a sudden, Dean Norris is taking this dude down to the transport, and Jet Li gets shot in the fucking face, and right as that bullet hits that helmet, let the bodies hit the floor, floor starts blaring. Oh, my God. And it's this huge shootout. It's fucking awesome. And it's revealed, like, he comes down from the vent, and it's Jet Li, and they're all like, what?
It's like this movie had seen The Matrix before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we're just 2 years away from The Matrix, man, so this makes total sense.
We're bullet timing a little bit.
Absolutely.
We're floating. All wearing black all the time.
That's what I want. That's what I want. I want floating bodies.
Yeah.
I don't want, like, actual physical action and watching bodies actually hitting the ground.
Whoa, I think a body just hit the ground right there.
Or floor. Sorry, everybody.
I don't know. I mean, I was able to understand that it's like aping the Matrix entirely, but at this point in 2018, I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
Go right ahead. Hit the ground. Hey, Ted, you want to take that one more time? What if you try to floor?
Oh.
What if they're inside? What if these bodies are inside?
You know what?
Hit the ground! It doesn't have it. It doesn't have it.
You know, I think we should go back to the original version. Let the bodies hit the ceiling. That's the real one.
Or let the bodies hit the door, because these bodies got places to be. Got to go to work.
Let the bodies hit the chair. Let the bodies hit the chair.
It's just a song about someone sitting down.
They're just smoking a thousand cigarettes.
That played at the end of Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, my God. Wow, what a joke. Nicely done.
Or like a poorly timed 2001 Sealy's ad.
Look, carpet isn't going to work. It's too many syllables. It's got to be one syllable.
Let the bodies hit the carpet.
Let the bodies hit the rug. Let the bodies hit the rug.
Do the bodies match the drapes?
So he is like fucking kicking corpses into other people.
It's great.
Because he's like super strong and everything. It's fucking awesome, man. I got to say, more entertaining than some of the fight scenes in the later Matrix sequels.
Absolutely.
I'll put it out
definitely.
There.
This is better than most of the Matrix films. It's only got one that's better than this.
It is the one that is better than the other
right?
two.
Yeah.
And just honestly, the image of some dude just kicking a corpse into a bunch of other dudes is awesome.
And then he starts running in the street, and then one guy's like, he's doing 50, which is amazing.
I'm like, you're in a police car. You can clearly go faster than that. Step on it.
And he jumps, all the way over this like thing, and this is where I have a question. Is Mario possibly a multiverse situation?
You're talking about Mario?
Yeah, Mario. That's why he could jump
so
well.
Super Mario, brother.
Oh.
He was super because he killed all the others?
Yes!
I mean, listen,
and that's
where
Wario comes from. Wario isn't actually an evil guy.
Yeah, you're right.
That's why they're both all equally strong.
And he's just fighting to fucking survive, dude. That's the thing.
Mm-hmm. And he had to bring his beloved brother Waluigi with him from their ruined world.
Everything here smells like farts, Waluigi. Oh,
I'm a hero.
Why does he keep on introducing himself? I know he's Mario. What the fuck?
There's Rastafarian Mario he killed, Swedish Mario he killed.
Raccoon Mario.
Yeah.
And whatever the other outfits he puts on is a frog Mario.
God, that's a frog
one. Frog suit Mario, totally. I would kill that guy. Fuck that shit.
Isn't that the swimming one?
Of course it is.
It could be a super jump.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, but he can also, I think he's got some jumping ability. It was obnoxious because it was hard to make that... version of him walk. Mm. It was always like slow as fuck because he was hopping.
I would have gotten him, but he ate a star beforehand. That piece of shit.
Oh, Star Mario, dude.
That's it.
That's the multiverse one that's going to... He's like the one.
I think that's the thing. Mario becomes the one when he gets the star. Because they posit in this movie, like, one of a few things could happen. You could either, like... You would die if you became the only one left... Others would be like you would explode or something.
Or
the third option is what evil Jet Li is hoping for is you become a god.
Sure.
Yeah. Which, you know, I mean, I'd risk it. Jet Li's awesome. He's got to like, at some point in the movie, it's not right here, but he's like trying to defend himself. Mm-hmm. Like when he's about to get the chair and he's like, it's not murder. I'm killing myself.
Yeah.
How is that murder? He's trying to like spin it in front of all these cops.
I had a question though about Jet Li's career in the early goings, the early American goings. Obviously, had a very long Chinese career. Is it using these really, really high concept action sci-fi or action drama
I mean, like this.
Lethal Weapon 4.
High concept?
That dog movie he's in?
Well, okay, Unleashed. That's one.
That's two.
The rest of, well, yeah.
And then I think Romeo Must Die is kind of that way,
no,
too.
Romeo, no, Romeo is just like a gangster movie.
Yeah,
that's a gangster
know.
Movie.
Cradle to the Grave is also just a gangster movie. Okay.
The one is high concept. This is high concept. This is something. This you should see.
This Jean-Claude Van Damme did once, okay? Yes, okay. This is high stuff.
Is Kiss of the Dragon, is that the one with Bridget Fonda?
Yes, it is.
Where he does there's a fight scene and there's a pool table and he kicks a pocket on the pool table and a ball comes up and then he like one arm jumps up on the table and kicks the ball in the air and hits a dude in the head with it.
That's pretty awesome.
Fucking primo.
Again, I mean, but he's just against gangsters.
I've been struck down.
Was that was your question?
Yeah, I remembered this was all mostly high concept-y kind of stuff. But I guess.
Well, he just had weird, like he had that other movie with Jason Statham, War, but yeah. It's just like one of them is an FBI agent.
I don't
agent.
Remember yeah. any of these movies except for this one.
Yeah. These were all around. This went till like 2008, 2009. Yeah.
I think he's really good in this. I think this is probably his best.
Oh, like, for sure.
For American stuff?
Yeah, I mean, he was in Hero, right?
Yeah,
but that's not American.
No,
that's
no, no.
Chinese.
I'm aware.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I think other than American stuff, that's something I know him from.
I haven't seen many of his Chinese movies. I haven't seen Hero or any of the ones.
I do kind
of
like Kiss of the Dragon. I mean, like, I thought that was...
Hero's a good movie. I was trying to look for... Like, he's in... Black Mask in 96, I think, is a good movie.
Do you think if Jet Li got married, he would invite DMX to the wedding or no?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, probably.
Mm. Yeah, I think so.
He'd want to perform, though.
Up in here?
Get him to officiate. I want him to learn all that shit.
I'm looking at his IMDb page. Apparently,
DMX?
He was in... No, Jet Li. Mummy, Tomb of the Dragon Emperor.
Yes.
Oh.
Which I was not aware
which
of.
Which I never saw.
Those Expendables movies kick in.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
He's in this live-action Mulan as the Emperor.
Oh, that's interesting.
So that's it's something.
So, yeah, long story short, I mean, they have a big fight. Statham and Delroy Lindo show up as the multiverse cops, take him down. Then we go down to Grand Central Station. And the weird thing is, like, so the only way you can jump multiverses is when a star dies. That's the only time they have to wait for it.
The time cop people can just like
they can just
send
do
you,
it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what they're doing when they're sending him to the prison planet.
I thought it was a thing.
Prison planet.
Yeah, I thought
there is a prison planet. I'm not going to.
They're sending us Jet Li.
He's fighting garbage.
Imagine my shock.
No, it's like they have a little thing, and the timer is like, all right, get ready to slide.
Oh, no, it's a forecast of when stars die. I'm almost positive this is correct.
I don't know.
I guess it doesn't ultimately matter.
But here's another thing, Steve, why it really doesn't make any sense, because it seems like the only way you could really control it enough to get to all these other multiverses is if every single time he had been arrested... foiled them and gotten in the chair and went to where he wanted to. So this would have been 120 odd times where he had been arrested.
Why don't they just execute
and broken
him?
Out.
Just execute
just
him.
Well, no, they don't want to execute him because that would make the other Jet Li the one.
Uh-oh.
And that might,
you never know.
Kill them both at the same time. Like when you turn a key for a nuclear
bomb. Oh, I like that, yes.
Right? Like you turn like a knife in both their heads at the same time.
Yeah, just kill. If you go over 100, if more than 100 dead, just kill them all.
Yeah.
Speaking of honestly.
The prison planet. Catch the name of that prison planet?
Oh, Hades?
Yeah.
The Hades verse?
That's
fucking stupid.
They're about.
Like, they don't. Like, why doesn't. Like, there's no way to doot doot dop into another dimension.
No.
So, how is he traveling?
There's beaming and stuff, right? Like, don't they get beamed out by the Nova Corps or whoever these people are?
The only time we see him traveling is he. Botches like well, the cops from sending him to jail.
He's got
to
do it at some point.
I think
the
idea
one.
Is we're told that he is an ex-multiverse cop. So I think the idea is he might have one of those devices.
Right.
And
yes.
He's
yes.
using it. He's using his like state issue transmitter.
Like, lot of times the cop turned out to be a criminal.
Oh.
You see, it's a common thing.
I was just confused because I was assured this whole unit was just incompetence.
Oh, I get it. So, like, the first 122 times he killed someone, they, like, let him go. They suspended him. And they were like, oh, I think this guy might be the one.
Yeah.
They were just like, oh, no, he's just murdering people. Well, you know, I'm sorry.
Just until that one with the dreadlocks, you know, he was the one who was keeping me together. I thought he was going to be the one.
That guy deserved death. Swift death. Two things about that chase really quickly.
Oh, please.
Two awesome details. One, he's running down the street, and we're filming in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
There is a billboard. To yep. just put this so perfectly in 2001, there is a billboard for Coming Soon, One Night at McCool's. Remember oh, yeah. that movie?
What? I missed oh, that.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He runs billboard. Right by a One Night at McCool's billboard. And then wow. also, there's a fucking great thing where like he runs in front of some cars, and there's like a burgundy Mustang or something like that. And the car sort of quickly turns. It's like a little stunt move, and you can see the stunt driver, and it is just clearly a fucking dude stunt driver wearing a lady blonde wig. He looks like he's in a Kids in the Hall sketch. It's the funniest stunt driver getting caught on camera ever. It's that's like, just make it a guy. Why yeah, is he wearing this lady wig? It looks terrible, and it is hilarious.
He so we go to this multiverse thing. He gets arrested really quickly. He's in jail. Delroy Lindo. They have like this like I think they used to be partners, obviously, and like you know,
big time. That's why Delroy Lindo is taking this so personally.
And they're about to execute, oh, not execute him, banish him to the Hades planet, and they treat it like an execution. They're like this whole theater of people that show.
There's
up.
An audience, which I was pretty pleased to see,
and they're like space delegates of some kind. I don't know who these people are supposed to be.
You know who they look like? They reminded me of when we're in the future parts in Bill and Ted movies.
Yes, yeah, exactly.
Like their clothes are just a little weird looking, mm-hmm. and like they've got like Star Trek hairdos.
Yes,
I vote no confidence in Delroy Lindo.
Oh fuck that dude, Delroy Lindo. Is one of the greats.
Chancellor Lindo.
I just mean him as an actor. I don't mean this bad cop.
You should have slipped in a couple of gleep glops in the scene. Give me like a Baraka looking dude. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there would be dimensions where there's other dimensions where like aliens have come to Earth and they've been like, oh, they're not fucking horrible little beings. Let's go say hi.
A guy with gills.
Yes.
How about that? Something as simple as that.
We adapted weirdly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Attending an execution. Goddamn. Bad ass.
Could you please tell that guy to shut up? I know he's a king. I know he's a king.
I don't know why he has the foam finger. I don't know where he got it.
Lady, he's putting my kids through college.
That guy's going downtown. Hades dimension, here you come.
Could you just please just tell them, guy, pull him in the hallway, please. Just,
hot dog! Hot dog over here.
But one person who
my
does,
man, I'll take two.
One person who shows up is the woman. Carla Gugino shows up. She got a bad red wig on.
Jesus Christ, this is awesome. I was criticizing that stunt driver. Now I don't know.
But so she sits down, and it's the most insane thing. This movie is a lot at all times. Like, literally every scene is a lot.
This, what you're about to talk about, though, is a lot, but it might be so much more depending upon what you noticed here. So please go ahead.
She sits down, and she uses some sort of super shoe that she's wearing.
Yep.
Wearing
it's
a
not a fucking Get Smart.
It is. And it she there's a mouse inside of her incredibly high heel. A white mouse crawls out and explodes.
Okay, I don't think you noticed it then.
What is it?
Dude, this mouse has huge balls.
Well, okay, I did not clock the mouse balls.
Oh yes, you're right. That's where the thing's coming out of it.
Because it's got like a little antenna sticking out of it, but there's a massive fucking ball sack, and this mouse is just like just like walking in this execution chamber, and he's got this huge fucking sashing testicle sack.
You will come to know those balls as explosive. Yes. I think they're just packed with like Looney Tunes dynamite or something.
So, all right, so there's a lot of questions here. Clearly, uh-huh. I'm crying a little bit. A lot of questions.
Sure.
One, how is this like? If I assume she's doing it to beat like you know an X-ray machine or something or a metal detector.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think don't they a dude's doing like a wand to her?
Yeah, but like you would the mouse has fucking shit inside. That it would still go off. It would just go off a little bit less or something.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, did he not get close enough to the feet?
Oh, look, oh, it's just a little mouse. Oh, that's fine.
Oh, good. I didn't know those mouse shoes were back in style.
Oh, yeah. I'm really into the 70s. This is it's like those discos. Like, Disco Stu's got the fucking goldfish shoes.
Oh, but that poor lady, she's just lonely. She just needs the mouse there to help her.
That's my therapy mouse, yes. I need a mouse in my heel.
I step on it whenever I'm angry. I just crush it. It's my fetish.
Oh, I wish I was that mouse. Look at those balls.
Dude, I can't believe you guys didn't notice the sack.
I did. Now that you said it, it triggered a memory in my mind. I had to watch this over a day ago, so I forgot about the balls.
It's just this
balls,
like, shiny little red ball sack.
Here's the thing, and I want everyone on the honor system. I want everyone on the honor system.
I remember the balls.
Write into weallhatemovies@gmail.com
if you saw this mouse balls.
If you noticed the mouse balls when you watched this movie prior to this. And being on the honor system isn't only it. I just want an email that just says yes. I just email one word yes, and I will count.
One word yes. Subject line is yes. The body of your email, write big balls.
Okay, then we go.
Could we move this to Twitter?
Okay, all right.
I don't need the inbox clogged with that.
Sure.
At WHM Podcast, yes, hashtag.
No, we should do a popular hashtag so that it could trend. What would be good? Big balls, yes?
Hashtag big balls, yes. Okay, we're doing hashtag Listen, big balls, yes.
Yes, I want on that, big balls.
I want that trending in every continent on this goddamn planet.
I think there'd be less people doing it.
You think so? Okay, wait, then let's also say if you didn't, big balls, no.
Okay, there we go. Hashtag big balls, yes. Hashtag you have to watch the movie The One and then notice it or not.
If it was a no, do yourself a favor and go back and look at those balls. It is hilarious.
You guys are just trying to divide this country. I don't know.
Do yourself a favor and go back and look at their balls.
The Democrats are going to try to tell you that there's balls there.
So, Chris, do you think we should do like a neutral option as well?
Yeah.
So there's big balls, yes.
Big balls abstain.
No. Big balls abstain, okay. Yeah, I like it.
All right, there we go. Now, thank God we figured this out.
Exactly. And by the way, voting is mandatory. Yes. I want everyone listening to this to tweet this.
No, balls abstain. You don't have to vote.
No, exactly. No, I want all three of these to be trending in the United States and people to be confused.
Okay.
But the mouse explodes and... When Master doesn't explode, it's a great musical cue.
Oh my God.
Because you get that, ooh, ah!
Dude, what the fuck? What the fuck?
Gotta get down with the sickness, my friend.
Dude, this music is so horrible. It is so horrible.
How'd that go again?
Ooh, ah!
Is that the rat exploding?
that's him feeling his balls rupture. Ooh, ah!
All right, Tony, we're gonna go here. All right. Me. Oh my God, cut. My balls ruptured.
Oh, you know what? Let's leave it in the track.
What was worse was that happened, and I was like, oh, what was this song again? And it gets like a little bit further along, and I was
better, no, no, no.
And I was and I was like, fucking great. This song is awful. And then things were only made worse when I remembered the goddamn Richard Cheese and Lounge Against the Machine cover.
Oh, I forgot all about
which
that.
Which is featured in that Zack Snyder Dawn of the Dead remake.
Oh, no.
Come on, get down with the sickness. Your mother,
you know,
get up.
You know
come
what?
On,
don't, down don't with sully the Disturbed like that. How man, about that?
I'm listening to Richard Cheese on the way home.
It's Richard Cheese.
Settled.
Also, Statham, by the way, his character's name is Bunch. Oh, Steve Sadak cutting in with a little musical interlude here.
Is this the song? Oh, wait, here we go.
Steve, I have your channel turned up, so don't yell into the microphone. Long intro, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, what the fuck?
You got to build them up.
Yeah, the crowd is going nuts.
Yeah. We're playing a lot of music. So
at the MTV Video Music Awards.
This functions as a... So good. So good. See, we can play music on this show now because this functions as a review. And the chord progression, huh?
It's all thumbs up around the horn, yeah. I think. It's a great song.
Steve, did you have this CD?
No, I did not. No. I never went that far.
Yeah, this is when it gets bad.
Oh, yeah, this is when it gets bad.
When he starts saying words and doesn't just say rat noises.
You can stop. Just so you know, I don't know if you know this, but you can stop.
Could you stop?
Could you not play that song? Look. I kind of have a fetish for not hearing new metal in public. Can we talk about what it looks like when they travel through dimensions,
yes,
by the way?
Yeah,
it's quite
please.
Disturbing.
Did they get ripped up?
It's kind of like, I was thinking of like when, like the early days of like in the world of Star Trek, the early days of experimenting with like transporter technology.
It wasn't quite there yet.
And it's just people getting fucking painfully torn apart because this hurts every single time they jump. They're like temporarily paralyzed. Yes. Like Delroy Lindo is sweating up a storm.
Well, it's weird because I think the more you do it, the more you get used to it because I think like, Jason Statham's like the rookie, and he's like throwing up practically.
New guy's in the back puking his guts out.
I just feel like it's not a lot of fun. I wouldn't want to do this ever.
I don't know, but Jet Li seems like in a lot of pain. Although I don't know, I feel like there would have to be like a big like opioid epidemic then, because everybody's doing this, right?
No, you're
not allowed to. It's against the law.
But they're all doing it.
Well, because they're cops, you know.
Yeah, but
they're allowed
a whole
to
force.
Do the opioids.
Yeah, okay.
No one's going to stop them.
It's like when you see a cop just put his lights on and skip a couple of lights.
Yeah.
It's like that, but it's a multiverse. It's going through multiverses.
Same thing.
But it's you're onto something though, Chris, because they never really hash out like who discovered it, what they really use it for. Is there a practical use?
Zaphron Cochrane?
Right. I mean, is it just
how many time criminals are there? Or universe criminals?
You know, there's tons.
There's almost no, I mean, aside, here's my question though. Aside from actually doing the thing that Jet Li is doing, there's no benefit to like, what crime? Like, it's not like, you know, it's not like time travel where you can go back in time and you got a real gun or a new super gun. You can do stuff.
I mean, do you go to another dimension and like, I don't know, borrow a kidney from one of your other selves?
Or you kill like a successful version of if you were a loser.
I could see that.
In your universe.
If you were a loser, like if you were a member of the Confederate States of America or Nazi Germany,
sure.
You slip into another plane of existence and you're
But so then you're killing that person and taking over their existence?
Sure. Or just living your life, you know?
Well, but also what doesn't make, I don't think there can be this like casual jumping through dimensions because you need this whole fucking setup.
Yeah, that's true. We need an aluminum chair, which is very expensive.
These are all things the movie should probably have told you.
But maybe, I mean, the fact that this is established, like, does someone invent science to get us to this point? Or, like, if you spelunk down the wrong cave, are you going to hit into
Land of the Lost?
Yeah, or like it'll shoot you into another multiverse.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I wish that lazy ass half scroll at the beginning of the movie.
I'm just trying to pepper up the conversation.
Oh, I see. Fair enough.
Well, that's just your voice now.
This is how I sound. No, I just wish that like this intro sort of there was anything else, or if this movie started at like the start of that, like the start of the advent of this technology.
Dude, how much would you have to give Stephen Hawking back in the day to do this movie? What, to be like the narrator?
Oh, to play the one?
Oh my God, yes.
Or you could just get like a computer to
simulate
his voice.
I cannot get smarter. I am smart enough. Like, I've killed all my other selves and I am still this smart.
I was born the one. There are no others like me.
I do agree that I do think there should be like a Con Air rogues gallery of past universe fucking crime.
And also
guys.
I don't know, like if you kill like five of yourselves, you're doing pretty good now. Like, now you're like the strongest wrestler in America. You're the best boxer or something like that.
But I do also at the same time appreciate that this movie starts kind of at the end of this crime spree. Because it sort of feels like a sequel almost.
Yes, it does, yeah.
You know, because like Delroy Lindo and Jet Li have this whole past, but where it's just kind of like mentioned a little bit, there is the montage of all his fucking hilarious wigs. Because what they do right before the rat's testicles explode, they're like showing him like his roster of crimes.
Yes. Yeah.
And I guess it's also for the audience that's in attendance so Aquaman can be filled in on everything.
Wait, what?
Oh, that guy's wearing a wig! Because they're just going through this little slideshow of all these different IDs, I guess. And it's like, this was murder 121, surfer dude version of you.
Does anyone else smell a mouse in here?
But the weird thing is...
Look at those balls. Oh, yeah.
He's only being tried for the other ones of him he's getting killed. Mm. Not for Dean Norris, not for the rest of those cops, and likely thousands of other people in these other universes.
See, the thing, killing other people is obviously fine. It's perfectly fine. It's awarded in this dimension we live in.
Uh-huh. Yes, yeah.
So it stands to reason that these multiverse cops are okay with it, but if you're killing your other versions of yourself to gain powers, that's the problem. They don't want like a master wizard out there.
Yeah, like gas station Dean Norris just thinks he got a fucking, you know, skipping his step day.
Oh, it's just he got like he was at work and he just got a random erection.
Yes.
He was like, oh, look at this. It's 2:30 in the afternoon.
Honey?
I'm coming home.
If it lasts 4 hours or more,
you might be the one. So he goes, he evaporates after this, after the mass explosion, and like Delroy Lindo, Jason Statham's like, oh no, he left. By the way, we should talk about Jason Statham and his hair in this film.
Super creepy. Seeing this guy with hair is unsettling. I don't like it.
This was before somebody was like, yo, Statham, just give it up, dude.
You gotta stop with the krautrock look.
He looks like when a baby has hair, like, you know what I mean? Like a baby just gets hair. Like,
well, that's like a bald dude when it's like it's over. Like when the battle is over with.
I'm the boss baby now. Wait, I can't do a Jason Statham. I don't have the
Jason Statham British can't do a Jason Statham in this movie. His accent is all over the place.
Well, I guess he's trying to do an American accent. I couldn't tell.
He's trying to flatten it out, but every time he gets excited, it just comes right back.
Oh, he quenched too early. You got to flatten out that tang a little bit more. that British tang.
You got to warp in that accent.
It is really bad. And also, who gives a shit? Like, just make... You're from another fucking dimension. Who cares? Exactly. Like, maybe you're from a dimension where America lost the Revolutionary War.
Yes, exactly.
And a bunch of fucking British-sounding people live here.
That sounds great. You know, right? If that happened, we'd have universal health care.
Totally.
Well, coming up, actually, we're about to have universal healthcare.
Right, yes.
So he goes to this other dimension and, like, Statham's like, where did he go? And Delroy Lindo is like, there's only one place he could go, which is the last of the dimensions.
Right.
We cut to, it's actually the same prison transfer from the beginning of the movie. And instead of Al Gore on the television, it's George W. Bush. But he's introducing a bill for universal healthcare, like,
which is weird,
right?
Because I'm pretty sure this timeline or this universe or dimension or whatever is supposed to be ours. So I was like, what was this, wishful thinking? The fuck was this?
I think it's just slightly different. Like, there's this one where Bush did universal healthcare, and then the one we live in where Bush did 9/11.
And those are the only two differences.
Exactly. 9/11 didn't happen in the universal healthcare world because Bush didn't want to do it.
And it's crazy, dude. Right down to, he was visiting a classroom in Florida, and somebody came in, he was reading a book to kids, and somebody came in, and they were like, Mr. President, universal health care is going to pass. And then he sat there for like 10 minutes pretending to read a book to kids.
Hey, Poppy, I need to unite America. I got two options. There's two different ways to do this.
Oh, hell yeah, I did it. Hell yeah, I did it. Children, I did it. I did it.
New from Random House this fall, George W. Bush, If I Did It.
But like, yeah, also, so now in this prison, Jet Li is Dean Norris.
Yes.
And in the place of prisoner Jet Li is Rotten Ronnie.
Who's Rotten Ronnie?
Rotten Ronnie is in the credits.
His name is actually the guy. Is he a Double Dragon character? What are we talking about?
Because he's like an informant. That's why they're taking him out of there. And all the dudes are screaming at him. They're like, fuck you, Rotten Ronnie. I'll fuck get you, you fucking Rotten Ronnie.
He had the chain. He got it out of a crate in Double Dragon.
Yeah, he never showers. Rotten Ronnie.
Rotten Ronnie in the morning.
Yeah, no, exactly. Yes. He's a fucking, you know, shock jock.
Nothing but Megadeth and prog rock.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Ooh, well, I could go with the prog rock, not sure about the Megadeth.
You just want a Camel Station, I think, all to yourself.
Oh, yeah, sure. That's good stuff, man.
But yeah, so it's the same transport situation. A dude hucks a knife at Rotten Rami, yeah. and Jet Li catches it, which was pretty sweet.
Because he's like the two. They're the two at this point.
Yeah, right.
The two. You're right. It should be a prequel.
Yes.
The 1-2 colon the two parentheses. It's a prequel.
The prequel of the movie, the one from 2001.
Yeah. And then the three would be the one when there's three left.
Oh, yes.
We just go backwards. And we could do 123 of these movies.
Isn't the three, wasn't someone working on a bad screenplay?
That's an adaptation.
Is that what it's called,
yeah.
though?
The three. Yeah.
Right, yes. Donald Kaufman wrote The Three, which was the third prequel.
Oh my God, that's what happens in adaptation at the end. Spoiler for adaptation, 20-year-old movie.
20-year-old movie.
Well, 18 or something.
Almost.
God, I'm going to kill myself.
When Donald dies, Charlie actually gets, you know, he finishes his screenplay, uh-huh. he gets all this confidence.
Right.
That's because Donald was from an alternate universe.
Oh,
and when he died,
Charlie
became more powerful.
16-year-old movie.
Okay.
That is so true.
Mm-hmm. And then when Chris Cooper dies, the other Chris Cooper gets his teeth.
Which, one of my favorite lines in that movie is, which one of them is dead? Chris Cooper in the fucking car crash?
Yeah. Oh,
which one of them is dead? It turns out to be like his wife and his mother, but
yeah,
imagine if it was other Chris Coopers.
A bunch of other Chris Coopers.
Car of Chris Coopers.
Tell me it's not the one with the Nazi plates.
Oh, yeah. The Nazi plate guy from American Beauty.
Oh, man. You know, now I just want to rewatch Adaptation. It's been a long ass
it's a good
time.
Movie. Yeah, really
great
good
movie.
Movie.
Mm-hmm. So the whole like assault thing happens again. Jet Li gets shot.
Yes.
And he's taken to the hospital. And now this was a weird thing, though, because I wasn't remembering this movie at all. And it's like Jet Li gets shot.
Wait, you forgot the one?
I know.
Wait, hold on.
Shocking, I know. So he gets shot, and it's like, oh, we got to take him to the hospital or whatever. Then we cut, and Jet Li shows up at his house. Carla Gugino's like racing out the door to go to the hospital, and he's there. And I was thinking, oh, here's the phony guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know,
that's exactly what I thought.
You know, where's John? Like, I thought it was that, but it's not. He just left the hospital on his own accord randomly and didn't tell anybody. But it's like, it's a weird bit of editing in the film.
Yes, you don't know what's going on.
I totally thought that it was supposed to be the bad guy.
I guess
guy.
It's to show you that he is so powerful now that even getting shot with a bulletproof vest
didn't bother him. Oh, I see. Yeah.
But it's not a good movie, so.
Wait, are we to believe that there's healing ability?
Probably, right? If you're the one or the two or the three.
I don't know. I think that just goes for the wolf
I think
marine.
He like, yeah, he tries to like open a door and takes the whole door off.
Oh, I
like,
see.
Like, I think it's stuff like that.
It happened again. Honey, I broke another door.
Look, I know. Look, I need a special kind of insurance is what I need so that if I just take the door off every day.
I need door insurance.
Hey, Poppy Chaney said universal healthcare is not going to fly. I guess I got to do the other one.
All right, boy. Just remember, you're going to be taking a lot of heat for this one. Make sure me and your dear old ma aren't visiting town that day.
Man, that dude egged it on. He egged on, you know. He didn't like that Saddam.
He didn't. That's how you got vengeance on him.
Yeah. I want to live in the multiverse where like Saddam lived. And I say that because like Americans would be alive.
Yeah, sure.
That's a good point.
Actually, do you want to be living under him or like
under him?
Yes.
Like he's on top of me and we're going at it or
yes,
something?
Yes, that too, I guess.
Yes, you're going at it.
Guy's got rat balls.
Do you guys see it? Man, Eric and Saddam, they're hot and heavy these days.
I think I'd rather live under Saddam Hussein than under Iraq current day.
You know, yeah.
You know what? That's Saddam. That's Saddam. He's got rat balls. Give him that. Give him that. He comes at you. He comes at you. He's
Barr, be honest now. What do you think of my balls?
You've got little mouse balls, dear.
Got this manila envelope from the CIA. The boys at the CIA say Saddam's got these big rat balls. How am I supposed to compete with that?
I'm going to have to go into two ground mowers, one for each rat ball bar.
So he... Carla Gugino's like, you have to go to the hospital. They go to the hospital. A bunch of cop buddies are there.
Yeah. This is where I'm like, get Dean Norris. Let him be one of these guys. He had a talking role in a big sci-fi movie.
Yeah, I don't understand it. Because all of these other dudes are just nobodies.
Stuntmen.
Yeah.
Stuntmen.
There's a guy who got a lot of coattails for looking exactly like Xander Berkeley.
Yeah.
The main guy, the main other cop.
He kind of looks like Stephen Lang a little bit. What?
Like he just like was like on 24 because Xander Berkeley used to be on 24.
Oh, I see.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Wait, which guy are you talking
about? The
gray-haired guy.
The gray-haired guy, the tall guy.
Bobby?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm pretty sure it is Bobby, actually. So Jet Li is getting a CAT scan. He's getting an MRI.
Yeah.
And this is the single rudest MRI technician I've ever fucking seen.
Oh, you think so?
This woman who's like, you know, take off your rings, blah, 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 you gotta do everything. And like, Carla Gugino.
She's a great character actress, that woman.
Yeah, I did recognize her.
She's
from
an X-Files lady. James Wong actually was an X-Files guy, too.
Big time, yeah. Big X-Files
she's
guy.
She's in that what episode with all the different clones of her? Eve 6. That's where Eve 6 comes from.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah.
Was it Blend My Heart into Pieces?
This is my love. No, that's a.
I want to put my tender heart in a blender.
Yeah,
watch it spin around to a beautiful Olivienne.
Rendezvous, then I'm through with you.
That is Eve 6, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Terrific.
No, but this woman is like, all Carla Gugino does is like give Jet Li a hug, like, all right, I'll see you after the procedure. Yeah. And she's just like, you know, it's just an MRI. You're not having open heart surgery. And I was like, do you want to wait the fuck outside, lady?
Lady, this is how I find out if I have cancer.
Yeah, totally. Like, fuck.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe it is open heart surgery.
It's just the single rudest thing that does not need to exist in that movie.
Yeah, I guess so. But, you know.
Are you trying to get Disturbed going again?
Oh, here we go. Okay, now this functions fair use copyright law because this is a review, and I'm saying that this song actually is good.
Good song and good video.
Oh, what was the video?
I don't remember.
Right now, we're in Hollywood for some reason.
Oh, you're watching it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, shit, we're in Hollywood, dude?
Yeah.
Could you imagine us in Hollywood?
Dude, go.
Okay.
If we play any more of that, we're gonna get a C and D. Drop a C and D on
Barn. This guy with rat balls is gonna give me a C and D for playing Eve 6.
Just gonna have to be. Just gonna have to become a New Radicals man, there, Bar.
I'm not getting any of that. I'm dead.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. I almost said they're both dead, but he's not.
Oh, my God.
It lives.
He's just, it's the envy of the rat balls that keeps him alive.
Yeah. Right.
It's bitter envy of the rat balls.
But so while he's in the MRI, other evil Jet Li shows up and kills a bunch of people. It's a fun. This is when they kind of meet each other. And even at this point, Gabe is good Jet Li.
So good Jet Li is Gabe Law.
Uh-huh.
Bad Jet Li is You Law.
Gotcha.
Which sounded a lot like Yule Log, and I was kind of chuckling through
how
the whole
does
movie.
Jude Law fit into all this?
He gets his legs like shortened or whatever. What was that, Gattaca?
Yeah, oh yeah, Gattaca.
It's Gattaca. There's a Gattaca in Multiverse.
I would buy that.
Planet Gattaca.
So Jet Li would only get like half a hit if he killed him.
So there's a weird moment where like good Jet Li, Gabe, walks out in the hallway. The cops are there and they're like, oh, hey, man, you know, maybe you should get back in there. What's going on? And he kind of has like a little bit of a freak out and like gently beats these dudes up. Like, it's kind of this nicely choreographed, like he handcuffs all these guys using martial arts, but like, friendly.
Yeah.
And there's a, did you notice this moment? I don't know what it is. I think it's someone throws a gun, like he disarms somebody and tosses a gun and it hits a perfectly placed Pepsi machine.
Oh my God.
And all of these beautiful glistening Pepsi cans just start shooting out of it like fucking Maximum Overdrive.
Yeah. Do you think that's why the Pepsi One existed?
Oh, yeah.
Because of this movie?
Yeah.
Probably.
I think Pepsi killed like Crystal Pepsi and gained the power.
Oh, yes, I see.
Dude, you know Crystal Pepsi's back.
Are you shitting me?
I bought a bottle at the store a couple days ago.
You fucking around right now?
No, go totally. To any bodega right
so
now?
So long as they keep Pepsi Jazz out of circulation.
What was that?
It was a bottle of Pepsi that you swigged it really quickly and you got a crippling heroin addiction.
I was going to say.
You know, it's the only American soda art form there really is.
Wait, what was Pepsi Jazz?
It was like, I think it had like cinnamon in it. No, you're lying.
No,
that was Holiday Pepsi. Yeah. Holiday Pepsi was disgusting.
No, but Pepsi Jazz is what killed John Coltrane.
There, Pepsi Jazz did exist.
It tasted like there was like cinnamon and spice in it.
Yes.
That doesn't make sense. Why would someone drink that?
To prove that there is no God. Fucking Holiday Pepsi was invented because God doesn't exist.
I like how this auto completes to Pepsi Jazz for sale.
Question mark?
Oh my God, I hope the internet's selling it.
Whoa, 2006 and discontinued in 2009.
I thought you were going to say it cost $2,006 to buy an eBay. Wait, Pepsi Jazz?
Okay, there are three different kinds. Don't you love this podcast, guys? There were three different kinds available. Jazz with black cherry and French vanilla. Jazz with strawberries and cream. And then caramel cream.
Jesus Christ. Did it kill a bunch of people? Is that why it's off the market?
I'm hoping the popularity was not great. Werther's soda. I don't want it.
It's so disgusting.
No list of fatalities here.
Oh, that's too surprising. Bad.
Kill count zero.
So
okay, let's go for Pepsi Jazz for sale. Let's see if we can get eBay going on this podcast.
Well, let us know what you find.
So yeah, Jet Li, bad Jet Li escapes, and he's like
$5 a can.
$5 a can.
$5 right. a can.
We'll get the company card out after the episode.
$7 shipping. Fuck you. Anyway,
that's how they get you.
$12 for a can of Pepsi Jazz.
Yeah, but it's from 2006.
Oh wow.
Oh, 2006. Okay, you only get like a mild ulcer and a week's worth of diarrhea. Yeah.
So he escapes and
well,
it's empty.
We have to mention the most important cameo in the film.
It's just the can. They're selling cans.
Focus. Focus. Okay. Nobody cares.
I'm gonna put the no screens rule on this podcast. No fucking more YouTube for you and no fucking eBay for this one.
This is an eBay podcast, guys.
First of all, those YouTube bits kind of killed.
No, the most important cameo in the film.
No bidders on my eBay bits.
We go to the morgue and we see there's a shot of a body bag that unzips. And the coroners are bickering, and one is just some dude.
Yeah.
And the other's Mark Borchard from fucking American movie.
Worst part of this film.
I have no idea why he's in this movie. They're talking about porno. And Mark Borchard's like bored with lesbian porn. And then there's like this transphobic slur that comes out of nowhere.
Here's the play by play of this from what I was able to deduce from their conversation. And it's a conversation, mind you, between two of the dumbest characters ever to hit cinema. Mark Borchard's character is saying that he can only watch like solo play. And the guy is basically like, well, why wouldn't you want to watch fucking? And he's like, because you got to see dicks when there's fucking.
Okay.
And Mark Borchard's character does not want to see dicks.
Sure.
And then he says, so I don't want to see dicks. And also, I'm tired of all that girl on girl shit. To which this other dude then goes, why don't you get these? And it's trans slurred from here to the cows come home. And you're just like, why is this here? Just have these two unpaid extras.
This is the problem with this movie. This movie.
I don't get it.
This movie kicks friggin' ass.
Yeah.
Except for that part. And then there's random other parts that are also like homophobic and otherwise very of its time. Like, they're going through like the dimensions when they're talking to Gabe and Jason Statham's like, in one dimension, you're married to a guy. Like, it's a fucking nightmare scenario.
And then Jet Li just goes, hey.
You're just like, what? What are
just
you
like, take that back.
It's another dimension. You can't even entertain the idea that you might be gay.
Oh, yeah.
Happily gay, like happily married in another dimension.
What is wrong with that?
It's amazing.
Oh, yeah, the wives are ugly, too.
That's fine, but another guy? Wait, what?
It's just like, it's supposed to be a joke also.
Exactly. It's all punchlines.
I think this is Mark Borchardt's biggest acting appearance, by the way.
It's
this and then a bunch of like crappy Z-level direct-to-DVD horror stuff.
Horror movies, yeah.
Because there's that part in American Movie
He wasn't in like Forrest Gump or anything?
No. He's in First Man. He played Chuck Yeager.
No.
You're going to go on the moon?
So let's see. Oh, actually, Mark Borchardt is in a movie that I like, The Jeffrey Dahmer Files.
Oh, I never saw.
Oh, nice.
Oh, really? You've never seen The Jeffrey Dahmer Files? Holy shit.
What does he play? Victim number 5?
Man with glasses.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
Wait, Steve, that's
kind of walked into that one, man.
Steve, that's a movie for you, though.
I'm into it.
Cabin Fever 2, Spring Fever.
That's probably the second biggest movie.
I think you're totally right. Because we're looking at like a short called Zombie Island, The Godfather of Green Bay.
No.
But I mean, you know what? That guy, there's that part in American Movie where he's drunk. And I think it's on Thanksgiving. No, it's Super Bowl Sunday. He's drunk and he's like,
"It is Super Bowl.
You know
Bowl
what,
Sunday.
Man? I'm not going to be like one of these fucking assholes working in a fucking factory my whole life." And it's all this rage about working in factories. No, he didn't. I'm one day, man, I'm going to do transphobic slurs in a Jet Li interdimensional movie, man.
And wow, how prescient was he, though? Because that was like a year after Coven was released. Yeah. Coven was 2000.
Yeah, dude.
I'm gonna work with producer Eli Roth, okay? That's what's going to happen to me.
He ain't going to be directing it or nothing, but he'll stop by the set.
I'm going to be at a big lunch with Eli Roth one day.
Because American Movie was 1999. Yeah. So, you know, he sort of hit it.
Hey, man, I saw that movie, the one you were in. That movie's fucking awesome.
It was kind of crazy, though, because I was drinking all this Thurge with Uncle Larry, and I was like, why is he using trans slurs, though? What the fuck was that, Mark?
I thought I was having an acid flashback, but apparently it was a multiverse. Do you think that every time I have an acid flashback, I enter a multiverse?
I looked at myself in a couple other multiverses, and it was just me high on acid.
Are you telling me I don't talk like this in every other multiverse? Bring me there.
Welcome to the multiverse, Mike Schrank. I'm you from the other multiverse.
Look how physically fit I am, and I just drink water.
You don't have acid problems?
No, but I have this luscious locks here.
Okay. Is Uncle Larry dead there too, or what?
Yes, I killed him.
And Coven has grossed $400 million.
Oh, shit. It's like Avatar. And now there's going to be four fucking sequels in a row.
I just came off the shoot for Coven 5. Covening.
Our new intern, James Cameron. He seems like a real go-getter.
Oh, man, how do I stay in this universe? Oh, no, the acid flashback's ending. I'm disappearing.
Oh, better movie.
Mm-hmm.
Not by a lot. This movie's still pretty good on its own.
Jason Statham confronts good Jet Li, starts telling him about all these different things. He's like,
yeah.
And, like, Jet Li, even though, like, he can bend steel and this guy has a super gun and all this stuff and looks like Jason Statham, he's like, yeah, that's not real. He's like, yeah, bull ass. And then he's like, you're married to a man. And he's like, what?
Well, that must be true then, because why would you just make that up?
Why would you make up something so vicious?
It's weird, though, because, like, once Jet Li is sold on the whole thing, this movie, first of all, it is only, like, 87 minutes, so it's fine. Sure. But, like, once Jet Li's character gets sold on the situation and we're, like, teaming up, also because Delroy Lindo gets murdered at some point, so...
Well, that's when he's fucking with Bad Jet Li.
Yes.
And Bad Jet Li is going through the local radio station.
Oh, my God.
Oh, this is another great moment. Steve, get your YouTube app ready.
Oh, no.
No, I'm not. I'm done with that.
A big no on the Temptations, a big no on Aretha Franklin, a big no on a lot of other stuff, then finally fucking Drowning Pool again. Their second single.
Nice.
Sinner comes on.
Which no one remembers.
Nobody remembers. That's and it plays bad. Like four
I
times.
I could not place it when they were playing it in the movie. I was like, is this like a This is like a down-tempo Papa Roach. Like, what's going on here?
I thought it was an alien ant farm for a second.
Whoa, that's a good
call. Oh, yeah. They're what's missing from this equation.
You know, in my universe, alien ant farm lasted.
You know, alien ant farm turned out to be bigger than Michael Jackson. Oh, the irony.
I'm into more indie bands, though, like you two.
I gotta get out of this dimension. Acid, please wear off. I never thought I would beg that, but wear off, acid. Bring me back to my Surge refrigerator.
I gotta tell you, man, it's a good Thanksgiving watch, American movie. It's
because parts of it take place in autumn? Is that the idea?
And no, there's a Thanksgiving scene as well. There's a Thanksgiving and a Super Bowl scene.
It's got everything in that movie.
It's got it
they
all,
got
baby.
Surge, Thanksgiving, Uncle Larry. It's all there. Is that guy's name actually Uncle Larry?
I don't remember.
It's Uncle something. That guy's he's dropping his entire life savings that he got from probably working at a fucking factory. By the way,
I think it's Thanksgiving. It's Super Bowl as well. Mike's coming up to the house. He's like, you know, I just won $50 off Lotto, but I'm not gonna tell these guys that because they're gonna ask me for that money. he's got this like sly smile on his face that he won $50 off Lotto. That movie rules.
I love it so much.
Speaking of Thanksgiving, on Black Friday, if you follow us on Twitter, there will be a major announcement.
Nice. What? Good call.
Yeah, at WHM Podcast.
Mm-hmm. That's the
on
one.
On Twitter.
It's going to be about that theme month you keep
it's
hearing.
It's
going to
be about December. We're going to tell you a big announcement.
So. It's us just doing 6 different episodes on American movies.
Oh, and also, follow Twitter. Follow our Twitter.
Follow Twitter in general or us on Twitter?
No. Don't be one of those guys that logs onto Twitter and then follows at Twitter. Yeah. Follow at WHM Podcast.
There you go.
Well mother, I just follow the one account. That's all I need. That'll tell me what's what. Oh, yeah. Twitter just retweeted something about the election. Hold on.
It says Nazis are okay.
But to your point, like after this happens, this movement, the movie's almost over with.
Pretty much. Like things start heating up, and I was like, this kind of feels like the end of the movie. Yes. And I put up the display, and I was like, oh, this is the end of the movie.
Because the next scene is... So Del Rolando gets killed after this radio sequence. He just gets kind of... It's actually not a great death. I kind of want a good one for him.
Yeah, it's not a great death, but it's leads into an awesome scene, and I have to correct myself on the air because it was a scene that I was misremembering.
Oh, please.
So he kills Delroy Lindo, and there's a fucking great thing.
Break his neck or something?
Well, I think he snaps it with him.
He snaps it with his foot. Delroy Lindo's down on the pavement.
Oh, that's not a good one.
Cracks it. Eek.
But there's an awesome moment where like Delroy Lindo goes to punch Jet Li, and Jet Li like sticks his chin down and like basically holds Delroy's fist between his chin and chest.
Oh,
and
nice.
Is like doing it so hard that he's hurting him. That's pretty badass move. So he kills him. And then this cop pulls up and he's like, hey, what's going on here? And he sees Delroy dead on the ground and he pulls his gun out, whatever. These two motorcycle cops come up, and this is where Jet Li is fucking swinging motorcycles at people. And I remembered it as he hit himself with a motorcycle, but he beats up these three cops with the motorcycles, including the last guy that he fucking sandwiches like marching band symbols.
Melrose Place is Doug Savant.
How?
In this for no reason.
And again, make him one of the other guys. If that's the case, then he's an extra. He's a featured extra killed by a motorcycle.
No, he just had his ribs crushed, I guess.
This sequence is amazing, by the way, just because it's not enough just to knock these guys off their motorcycle. Then he like kicks them midair.
Yes.
Then grabs the fucking motorcycles and starts beating them with it.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, this is Chekhov's motorcycle, though. The end of this movie should be Jet Li and Jet Li sword fighting with motorcycles.
That would be fucking sick, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Also, sword fighting should be incorporated because we're talking about how there might just be one.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And that's just Highlander,
that's
baby.
Exactly how-
That's all.
Swords, right? And then same matter can occupy the same space, and then they get intertwined.
Yes.
That's a good point, actually. There's no quickenings in this movie.
There
should be some quickenings.
Well, he like flexes. Mm-hmm. That's the quickening in this movie. It's like he just kind of like arches his back a little bit.
I need the first guy to die. A huge quickening happens.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, then oh, good. If you...
damn, that movie had no quickenings. I've got no case. I went to see the one. They were like, oh, they're ripping off your movie, Christopher. And I said, okay, I'll go see the matinee. I don't want to spend too much money.
You know, we in Mortal Kombat, we did the two guys fighting first. One have a different bandana.
I went in with my should I sue them checklist, and I didn't get to tick a single box. I had quickening, no. Swords, no. Ponytail, no. Charming laugh, no. No.
Young Belgian lady. Accent, no.
Young lady, do you mean to tell me you don't have any goobers? They're my favorite snack. I like goobers.
Listen, I'm telling you, I'm returning my ticket because I didn't enjoy the movie.
Those people exist, and they should be jailed.
Look at my checklist. It's empty. If I have anything on the checklist, yes. Then I would give the movie a cut of the profits.
How about I just sneak into Zoolander?
I heard it's supposed to be hilarious.
So, I don't know.
No, my Sarge isn't cold.
Don't let these guys know you have a lottery ticket in your back pocket worth $50. I won't work in a factory.
Oh, fuck. So good Jet Li goes home. Carla Gugino is murdered by evil Jet Li right here. Yes. And that's pretty much like Gabe is like, well, I have nothing left to live for. Might as well join up with this dude who sometimes has an English accent.
He's got a vent in his house like it's Die Hard that he's like sneaking out of, kind of.
It's like an attic crawl space situation. Yeah.
And like, you know, Carla Gugino thinks he's the good Jet Li, but then she kind of realizes he's not. And then she like does this slick thing that actually plays this into the other movie. She's like, oh, you know, when we met in that bookstore, I never would have thought it'd come to this. And he's like, yes, that was a crazy bookstore. She's like, we didn't meet in a bookstore, you idiot.
Yeah. Which also, I feel like she should, like, knowing that this dude is evil.
Yeah.
Yes. She shouldn't call that out. She'd be like, yes, the bookstore was beautiful.
Exactly.
I'll be
Shoot
right
him.
Back.
Shoot him.
Mm-hmm. Or, yeah, I'll just him. Start firing. Yeah.
Also Shoot that. Him.
So she gets murdered. I think he stabs her.
No, he shoots her in the chest or the stomach.
Back,
yeah.
I think?
Yeah, through the back. Okay. Stomach.
Oh, right, because she's getting the other handgun out of the
drawer. It was
the
like point blank.
Yeah. Yeah.
And he's other Jet Li can only watch from the window.
Yeah, no, it's very tragic.
And at this point, he meets up with Jason Statham, and they're like, all right, the movie's going to end pretty soon. If I'm Jason Statham, all right, cool. Let's just stop off at the Gap and get you a yellow t-shirt real quick, because it's getting a little confusing. You're both wearing black jackets. Well, they're wearing the same outfit, because it's a black jacket, gray shirt, and that has a problem later in the movie. Like, that makes sense for, like, bad Jet Li to, you know, oh, I want to impersonate this guy. You don't want to be good.
Well, this is like Semiotics 101, dude. Like, good Jet Li should be wearing a white t-shirt, and bad Jet Li has a black t-shirt.
Just take off your shirt completely.
Or that.
Just bare chest.
Totally.
Here. Let me just cut you underneath your eye. It's so easy.
Now, I know it's you.
So Statham like explains everything.
We need a signal. I'll say lemon tree.
Oh, wait, no. Tippy toes. I will say tippy toes.
Hey, wear this eye patch.
I'm sorry, but...
So he just explains everything. Jet Li's totally on board, and then he's like, oh, shit. I gotta stop and get some gas. And they pull over, and it's like this universe's Delroy Lindo is working at this gas station?
Sure.
And what is the reason why Jet Li kicks over this lamppost?
I don't remember necessarily.
Because like Jet Li just kicks this lamppost, it falls over into the parking lot, and Delroy Lindo comes out like, what the fuck are you doing to my store?
I think he's mourning Carla Gugino.
Yeah, I think he's mad about that.
Listen, guys, when I'm inevitably murdered, I want you to kick over some lampposts for me, huh?
Got it.
Maybe I'll fuck you, but that once.
I'd probably just kick over your casket.
Her fucking body fell out! Dude, I can think about Brian O'Halloran saying her fucking body fell out any time of year, and I will start laughing.
It's a good one.
One of the greatest deliveries of all time. So he runs the gas station. He's like, I'm going to go call the police. And this is the dumbest thing. Like, Statham knows that Delroy Lindo is dead at this point, his partner Delroy Lindo.
Yes.
So he goes up to this guy who is technically a total stranger and is like, sir, this isn't going to make any sense to you, but it's the only opportunity I'm going to have to say it.
thank you, sir, for straightening me out. I was on the wrong path, and then you made me on the right path. So I thank you, sir.
And this dude's just like, yeah, I'm calling the police right now. I don't know what you're thanking me for. He's like, no, it's all right. I know.
Do you want to put the gun down? Do you want to put the gun down for a little bit? You're talking a little crazy here, thinking me, I just met you.
So what is, by the way, there's a detail here that's very important. What is this like little anal bead that Delroy Lindo has that
it's
he gives
bomb,
to Statham?
It's a bomb, I guess, right?
It's just a bomb. It's
I thought so.
I thought it was a tracker. Like, that's what, like, I was kind of anticlimactic because he's just like, ha, I got this. Oh. He presses it, and then, like, Jason Statham knows where he is.
Oh, okay.
But when Statham sets it off in, like, the final battle here, what was that big, like, green shockwave that comes out
of
it?
Oh, that was a fart.
I fucking farted in this tunnel.
How do they get, this was something I missed, because I think it was like a blink and you miss a cut. How do they get from the gas station to this Terminator 2 factory where the rest of the movie is.
Magic. Jason Statham gets in the car and is like, all right, movie's over. Better get to a factory. It's an action movie. We better get to a... Because it makes no sense. I think that's where, like... But no, I think that there are certain wormholes that you have to get to.
It's the location where the jump's going to happen?
Yes.
I see.
And that's... Oh,
that kind of makes sense.
And you always put those in factories.
Oh, yeah.
Well, an abandoned factory, yeah, of course.
You don't just put that in a Sephora.
Although it would be pretty awesome if they had to fight over a bunch of cosmetics and then like this fucking wormhole opened up.
So they're about to fight
$40 for lipstick.
Evil Jet Li and good Jet Li. That's probably a bargain, I bet.
Yeah, I don't know cosmetics prices.
Evil Jet Li and good Jet Li are going to fight, but Evil Jet Li is like, all right, you know what? I'm going to, just to make this easier for the audience, I'm going to take my black jacket off. And again, buy a different T-shirt. You know what I mean?
Seriously, just strip naked. If your adversary is wearing clothing, you should not be.
Look, it's just the two of you. You're the same person. Shirts and skins. Nobody's going to be embarrassed. You know what you got going on down there.
Everyone's seen it before.
Oh my God, he's got rat balls. Those are enormous rat balls.
They look like they're going to blow. Get down. The rat balls are going to blow.
He's like bloody Saddam Hussein.
But this is pretty great because they're just on like this little iron gate catwalk situation.
Yeah.
Jet Li takes his jacket off and ties it around his waist like it's 1994.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And then it's kind of just like when you're playing Mortal Kombat and both of you pick Sub-Zero.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
And it's just like one person is like a slightly different shade of blue.
And Lambert's like, is this a check mark? I can't.
No. It's stretching it.
Is that wind I saw? Is that wind I saw? Okay, you know what? I'm putting that on the checklist.
Lightning, that's mine. That's
Wait, do I have rat balls? I better go check in the men's room.
I'll tell you who Lambert's got a case against, by the way, is Henry Cavill and his fucking Witcher program.
Oh, yeah, dude. Ooh,
Jesus
yeah.
Christ, that's just raiding up and down.
Don't worry, I'm aware of it.
I'm waiting to see if anybody gives a shit first. I've got an appointment at home on the day at the booze on Netflix. Me and some popcorn.
I have plenty of time for binge watching. Plenty of time. Hint, hint. I need the work.
I'm very litigious these days, but I would rather be acting.
He should be in one of these fantasy series.
Of course. What are we doing?
Get him in the Game of Thrones prequel series that Naomi Watts is going to
star. Oh,
my
God.
In.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what is that, a series or is it a motion picture?
Series, I believe.
Yeah.
And it's just the one? Or are we doing multiple things?
It's, I think, just the one. I think they did co-current pilots, and this is the one they picked.
Oh, I see. Because you know who's getting the shaft? Anybody in 2018 who still gives a shit about The Walking Dead.
Oh, yeah.
This Rick Grimes information is the funniest fucking thing.
Well, did you hear this Breaking Bad bullshit now, too?
No. Oh, yeah.
They're going to do a Breaking Bad motion picture.
Yeah. It's like,
starring who?
Aaron Paul.
Shrug.
So it's just Jesse Pinkman, like, post-series?
Yep.
What's he doing? Working at Burger King?
Who fucking cares?
Out. Yes,
the show's
you.
Over. Who fucking cares?
It's Chris Cabin saying that for 2 hours.
It's just Chris. You can't see the TV. It's just you see Chris watching something you'll never actually see, saying who fucking cares.
Things end, you bastards.
Also, if you can't have the Cran Man doing anything, like, what are we doing?
Oh, no, he's kind of the fucking, like, a ghost.
I'm a just force ghost.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude. All right, actually.
The,
if
blue,
you take...
the blue glow is because of meth.
If you take this into the paranormal and it's just Jesse Pinkman sided with Walter White, the ghost.
Okay, I'll take it.
No, right. That's totally fine.
Okay, bitch. The only way I'm going to get this $1 million is if I spend the night in Walter White's old haunted house.
There's still a pizza on the roof.
Well, hello, Jesse. What?
Because, listen, like, that's the thing. Because I know whatever this is, I haven't heard, I'm hearing this right now for the first time.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Breaking bad news.
Yeah,
there you go.
But the only way I would be, like, legitimately interested if they were like, we're going to make this as dumb as possible. Like, yeah, as like, dumb as silly, humanly yeah. possible.
It's Ghost Walt and Jesse solving mysteries.
Yes, yeah. In a van.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, you need a van.
You can't solve mysteries without a van.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you're telling me. Yeah, I'm part of the new Breaking Bad.
See, you need a van to solve mysteries, but you also need a van to create mysteries. You know, it's perfect for carrying
Holy
the
shit,
bodies
dude.
Around.
That is some high thinking right that's, there. And yeah. I'm not talking about Stone. That is some next tier
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's exactly. some Buffalo Bill thinking you got
exactly.
right there.
I have tons of potential. Donate to our Patreon for more crimes.
You know, how about this? Meth is so totally plain. How about we start making acid? Anybody want to make some acid at home?
I'd watch that movie.
Why wasn't he like one of the any of Jesse's tweaker friends? Come on.
Because, dude, that guy is not reliable, man. Like, the dude who was Badger and the dude who was yeah. Slippery Pete or Sneaky Pete or whatever yeah. his name was, those guys are actually real actors. Sure. You know what I mean? Not a dude who's legitimately burned out on
Line.
Acid. They would have to just call the character Line because that's all he would say in front of the camera.
Are these Skittles free? Can I get a freezer bag for the Skittles?
All right, this is a mistake. This was a mistake.
Because Skittles will melt. That's the thing I never remember about Skittles until it's too late is they'll melt. The dye is the best part. The dye is the best.
Could I interest you in the alternate version of Mike Shank?
I have to go see experimental artist Justin Bieber later.
Fringe artist Justin Bieber. Whatever. So this movie's pretty much over with. They have this huge fight. I think it's pretty great. There's an awesome thing where they do this effect where there's a bunch of sparks falling down on them from some factory shit that's broken. Yeah. And like they're supposed to be moving so fast that yes. we're seeing like the sparks fall very slowly.
Oh, okay. That's
yeah.
I literally thought I was having an acid flashback.
Uh-oh, here we go again.
And it's a good... It's, you know, the funny detail, though, how humiliating is this is... Jet Li's like scene partner for playing his double was his stuntman that he used a lot, but this dude just had to have his like face painted green so they could do the computer effects later. Kind of debasing.
He looked like Shrek actually.
Much smaller physically fit yeah, Shrek, but yes,
Shrek had rat balls.
But he was just eating them for dinner. Yeah. Though.
They're like olives.
Oh, God. Ew. This one's got a pit in it.
Oh, I don't even know what that would mean. I don't even know what
I
that would
like
mean.
I think it's like the rat was about to pass a kidney stone.
Yeah.
Oh, there was a tumor. So Statham does something. They go into the multiverse center or whatever.
Yes.
And I mean like within seconds, they're like, that's the good one, that's the bad one, send it off to hell.
Dude, they are just looking to close the case on this.
And I'm like, dude, what if we waited a minute? What if we took like an hour to sort this shit out?
Right, they were they originally almost send the good guy, Gabe,
yes.
to the Hades planet.
Right,
which maybe they should have. You know, because like this guy's gonna slap nothing to kill this dude.
Yeah,
maybe it's safer to send that
You're
guy to jail.
You're gonna have to kill him anyway. Gonna have to kill him.
My question though is, how did they decide that this was the place that is gonna house the prisoners?
That's a great. Was it a prison dimension anyway?
I think it's just actually hell. It's okay. Like, oh, we identified the actual place
no,
that is hell.
No, it's Venezuela.
multiverse Venezuela.
You get sent to a multiverse where they kill you with a caravan. These fucking people.
So, but somehow at the last second, Statham realizes it's the good one, right?
Because we've set up earlier in the film that Jet Li had to take his wedding ring off for the MRI. So Carla Gugino was murdered with that. So we very obviously throughout the film are cutting to Jet Li's like little wedding ring tan line. Yeah. So Jason Statham, like these officials don't even wait for like the transdimensional Jimmy legs to wear off.
It's crazy.
And he's like paralyzed, like trying to crawl over, like, wait a minute. And he notices the tan line and he just says, like, that's not the guy. And then they're just like, oh, okay. And they switch, like,
maybe
do any kind of investigating.
Here's the thing. Maybe in the in-between, between the beginning of the movie and the end of the movie, this agency has been getting slammed for that mouse explosion. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the multiverse press is going apeshit over that mouse explosion.
Oh, yeah, dude. Yeah, I think that's like maybe like a little DVD extra movie.
Three people have resigned. Two people are fired.
It's on lockdown now. Because how'd she even get in there? Yeah, that's exactly. Your number one question.
Look, and if we ever get our hands on Jet Li again, I don't care 30 seconds, he's in that chair.
But that's the thing. I think they're just like, listen, the faster we clean this up, the faster we can claim that the situation has solved itself.
White. Drop it, mouse balls!
White. First I need a haircut. And then get him out of that chair.
I don't know what he was thinking. He should have shaved that a long time ago.
Yeah, it was. I think.
But
was
how is he looking in those Guy Ritchie movies?
No, he's got a shaved head in those movies, or at least he does.
It's cut shorter at very least. It's right. Cut shorter.
Yeah. Weird.
I think he's bald even in Lockstock.
Yeah, I think so too.
So I don't get what this choice is at all. Maybe in another multiverse, he's got a fucking sensible haircut.
Well, because in those Lockstock, he was like a comedic actor. I think as trying to be a butch action dude, he was trying to get the hair going again.
I see. Yeah. Bad move.
They flip it around and they're like, all right, we'll send him to the Hades dimension.
Which is like a level from Mortal Kombat, by the way. You get a good look at this place?
Oh, I think I got a case. Oh, here we go. Look, it's Outworld.
I think I saw Goro.
Yeah, so they send him there and it's like, well, I guess that's the very end of the film. First, we're going to send Gabe back to the United States, extradite him, and it's terrifying because he's going to do time for all the murders that... what was his name? Young Law?
U-Law.
U-Law was committing.
Right. Yes. But so they say, like, well, we can't send him there or whatever. So he gets sent
to... Jude Law... No,
see what happened? No, it's your own fault.
No, this is such bullshit. This would never happen.
Statham is, like, such a good friend of his. Because the stuff shirts are like, we don't care. Yeah, he'll do time. We don't give a shit. He'll save the universe. We don't care.
He's like, that's a bullshit order. And then he's just like... Okay, yeah. No, I'll type it in on the computer. The technician that does the beaming all the time doesn't have to do anything. I'll do it.
All right, call Minnie. I'll take it from here.
But yeah, it's like he's like, I disagree with this, and I'm going to break this rule as soon as I can. Say, why don't I do that, actually? You know what? You take a break. And they're like, sounds...
All right, everybody, look over there. Just look over there.
So what he does is he sends him to a different universe... where a different Carla Gugino exists.
But
who's
this is
also a vet.
Yes.
Just like she was.
Yes. But also, this is what I got really confused about watching it today. Like, I also thought that time travel was involved because she says they met when he took a dog into her veterinary clinic that had just been like kind of grazed by a car.
But all the cars are kind of futuristic, right?
No, this is the Sousaverse.
They do look like they could be Dr. Seuss cars.
This is the town of Anvil.
But that's what's weird, though, is like they drop him in the middle of the street. There's almost a car accident. And then there's a dog that's there like limping. And
it's their dog that they have earlier in the movie.
And we could tell
is that true?
Yeah.
And we could tell it's a different dimension because this dog starts talking to them.
Oh, thanks for taking me into the clinic. I didn't think I'd be able to limp in here.
That'd be great if Jelly's like, well, all right. And that's like kind of the end of the movie.
I know I'm a dog, but do you have any acid? Hey, I got a good acting role. Mark did the transphobic joke. I voiced the dog.
To be fair, Mark Borchardt doesn't actually make the transphobic joke. Yeah, the other guy does.
It's fair.
But that's what... So, like, it's weird because if it's just supposed to be present day...
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was just, I was really confused. It turns out it's just bad screenwriting.
Yeah.
But
yes.
I thought for a second we were insinuating time travel.
They found the rare double verse where it's the exact same thing.
Then he would have to kill himself before his former self meets his current wife.
He would have to work at the vet and wait for him to come in and then kill him.
Yeah.
That'd be perfect
because, you know, they got the puppy crematoriums in there.
Yeah. You chop them up a little bit.
Exactly.
And then
it's a kill shelter.
So Jet Li.
Movie title, Kill Shelter.
Oh,
it's
shit.
It's about Jet Li as a veterinarian.
What? That sounds like an awesome movie.
Right?
That would be his horror franchise, Kill Shelter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It takes place from the perspective of the pound puppies, and they're being murdered by him.
It's him, like, breaking dog and cat necks, but it's also like... But they talk like in Cats and Dogs. Like, I don't want to get killed by Jet Li. Exactly.
No, they should talk to him, too, because he's crazy.
Definitely. No,
and
yeah,
he's
definitely
the only human in the movie.
Oh, by the way, he's playing David Berkowitz, but he's not a postal worker. It's if he became a veterinarian. Oh.
And was
like
Chinese.
Dr. Doolittle.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, no, he just ganked Patriot. Oh, no.
Yeah, and Carla Gugino's like, do I know you?
Yeah. And then, her hair is a little different.
Though. A little different. Yeah. Not a wig, though, I don't think.
No.
It's just styled differently.
Then we see Hades and what's in store for Uglaw.
And he's like fighting all these dudes on like the top of a pyramid or something. I don't know what the fuck this was. It's like Mel Gibson's Apocalypto.
We have one more, like, it's got to be homophobic. He's like, hey, welcome to prison, bitch. You're going to be my bitch. And he's like, no, you're going to be my bitch because I'm a superpower.
Yeah,
and
but it's worse than that because one dude's like, you got a pretty mouth.
Oh, really? I missed that.
So we're ending the movie.
We're just doing mouth rape.
Jokes.
Yeah, exactly. Mouth rape. Now we got mouth rape in your movie.
And in hell, apparently, everybody just attacks one at a time. Nobody just groups around and fucking takes down this
Well,
guy.
That's what? Like every fight movie from here to Kingdom Come, Chris Cabin. I mean, don't pin this on the one.
On Prison Planet, I expect better.
Yeah, and then that's the end of the movie. The fucking new metal is blaring as you walk out
not
of the theater.
Not just the new metal, my
God,
friend.
Here
not,
we go.
No. I just
no, yep, okay. What is this? You got a Geico
ad advertisement?
Right
there? Hold on. Are we going to listen to an Aflac ad?
What's Progressive up to right there on your phone?
You know what, guys? I don't give a shit. We're doing it. We're really going to do it. I'm
so
gonna
I would this recommend this movie.
Uh-huh.
Steve is pulling up Papa Roach, maybe.
Okay, so this function is a review, so it's totally fine for us to play a clip of this. This song is very of its time. I don't think it's aged that well.
No. Was this... Is this like edited for YouTube, or was the song always edited?
Oh, yeah, it's probably enough of that.
Oh, it is. There's no probablys about it.
Okay, so that is what he is fighting.
He's fighting
the hellions of prison.
Papa Roach. He's just fighting Papa Roach.
It's not your last resort. Your last resort failed. You didn't become a god. Now you're in Hell Planet.
Yeah, that's true.
Were you going to rule hell? I don't think that's
happened.
Well,
I think this is sort of setting up a sequel because he's like, I'm going to get off this thing.
Yes.
I'm going to do.
Which I would fucking watch. There's like five goddamn Scorpion King movies. Why couldn't I get a sequel to this?
Why isn't this like a just straight to DVD movie?
Of course. Yes, of course.
And also like, chances are another star is going to die at some point. And then there's a third guy.
Right.
A sci-fi original series.
Yes, the
of
one.
Of the one.
Totally. They could do it with Highlander.
They did it with fucking Stargate.
For 20 years.
Would anybody recommend this movie?
Yeah, I would recommend it. It's a lot of fun. The action. Jet Li is, A, good in this movie as an actor.
Yeah.
Actually, it's weird. This movie's supposed to be The Rock for a long time, and then
is that right?
He dropped out to do The Scorpion King.
Huh.
Yeah.
Maybe smart move.
This movie's better with Jet Li.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, because the karate makes the movie. The martial arts make the movie.
Absolutely.
Jet Li's really good in this.
Yeah.
And I would recommend it. I'm skipping Chris Gavin.
Oh, wow.
And, oh, but it's a power move,
rotten
dude.
Piece of rotten Eric.
I got some fucking rat balls on me today. But it does have its problems with those like homophobic lines here and there.
The of its timeness.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The new metal's fine.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
It's fun. It adds to the action elements. It's fine. I had a good time watching it, so I would recommend it.
A very light I think it's a good hangover movie.
Yeah, I'd buy that.
Possibly. Like, yeah. But like...
Maybe I take that back, though, Chris Cabin. All that new metal when your fucking head is pounding.
I don't know, but it takes you back. Well, for me at least, because the nostalgia, it just took me back.
To what? A time of being hungover?
Of listening to nu metal all the time when in my younger days.
Jesus, you fucking beasts.
it was a great time. No, it wasn't. It was horrible.
The times, man. These are the times. Nu metal will never die.
Wearing parachute pants with like orange zippers or whatever the fuck's going on.
Yeah, I never owned a pair of those.
Like a scene from like Boogie Nights, which everybody coked up, but they have like these weird masks and face paint.
And then you come in and someone's offering you one kind of energy drink and you walk past that guy and another guy's offering you a different kind of energy drink.
I would totally recommend this movie. Yes, the of its timeness hits like a thud. The soundtrack is awful. Mm-hmm. It is awful. Let me repeat. It is awful. But Jet Li's fucking rad, dude. It reminded me that I really do like Jet Li, and I hadn't watched a Jet Li movie in a while.
Yeah.
I'm not counting Lethal Weapon 4. But I guess that was most recently what I watched him in. He's fucking awesome. He's a super talent, and I think he's a good actor in this movie. If you haven't seen the film Hero, fucking great movie.
Soi Hark's Once Upon a Time in China is fucking incredible.
Yeah, I also think actually it makes good use of Jet Li because actually in the action sphere, he kind of did half and half good guys, bad guys a little bit, right? And in this movie, he's doing both, which kind of makes sense. I don't think The Rock could have done that. I can't imagine The Rock is a bad guy.
No,
a baddie. Well,
and he's also got a body for swords and sandals. Why wouldn't you have
totally,
him
there? Yeah. Like, I think what makes this movie really watchable, I think I'm repeating Steve from a second ago, but like the martial arts sequences are good. I don't give a shit that we're aping The Matrix with bullet time stuff. It's totally fine. I think bullet time is fucking cool. I don't care.
And everyone's done it since.
Yeah, exactly.
It's been done like for 37 years.
This movie was only like, 2 years after The Matrix. So it was still rip-off fresh.
I guess that's probably the problem is because I didn't see it right after. Like, I'm seeing it now for the first time. I'm like,
oh, you had never seen it
before?
Oh,
no, I had never seen this movie.
Fucking
and now
shit.
I see it the whole time. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ again.
I mean, it dates it like the nu metal.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah, exactly. Well, that is the one.
That
everybody
is the one.
I'm glad we did this movie. Directed by James Wong. If you want more We Hate Movies, head on over to patreon.com/wehatemovies. There are all sorts of unlockable goodies over there, including this month's bonus app.
Yes, what is that?
The Grinch Stole Christmas.
Correctamundo.
Yikes.
Correctamundo.
Yikes is what I'll say
just
about
in time
that.
For the holidays.
We also got the Peanuts Thanksgiving special.
Yes.
That's right.
So that's you don't want to miss that.
No, you don't.
Rate and review the show wherever you get it. I would, I and the rest of us would greatly appreciate it. I mean, I would, but the other three would as well.
Probably,
of
yeah.
Sure, I wouldn't mind it. I wouldn't mind if you did that.
And also, by the way, what?
Stepping on your plug there.
No, I was just saying,
dude, step on his fucking plug balls.
Be sure if you are on that Rat Balls website, Twitter at WHM Podcast.
Huge announcement.
Black Friday announcement.
Black Friday. This is big. You're going to be angry with us. And maybe interested in us.
And also, we're not kidding. We want hashtag yes rat ball. What was it?
Just rewind.
Rat balls yes.
No. We're fucking it up. It was big balls yes and big balls no. Wait, I don't know. Fucking rewind the episode.
Rewind and whatever we ask you to do, just do it. Yes. If you would like to.
Ball abstain or whatever Chris said.
Yes, big ball abstain.
So, Steve, what's up next on the show?
That is Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, just in time for autumn. It's a perfect
autumn just
movie.
In time for the new Robin Hood film.
Oh, that's right.
Yes. Jesus, that
which
just
I
looks...
I will be going to.
It looks so fucking stupid.
I cannot wait.
It's not Prince of Tides?
No, it's the Prince of Thieves.
Oh, okay.
Robin Hood, Prince of Tides, that's a movie.
How dare you? This is Kevin Costner.
I think Little John abused me as a child.
Oh, fuck. That only makes sense if you've seen Prince of Tides.
All right.
I made Marion.
Chris Cabin, the episode is over.
So until next week with Robin Hood, Prince of Tides, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Stained.
Chris Colchamber.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.